This is 89.1 KMUW, NPR for Wichita, a service of Wichita State University. Up now, Sarah Bagby looks at a new book that examines class differences in a small town.
Set in the first decade of the 21st century, The Locals by Jonathan Dee takes place in the small fictional community of Howland, Massachusetts. Mark Firth is a local contractor and a bit of a dreamer who works hard for his blue-collar life. Philip Hoddy is a successful businessman who descends on the small town to quell his fear after 9/11. Firth is contracted by Hoddy to build a secure wall and state-of-the-art security system around a mansion no one seems to inhabit. After the sudden death of Howland's longtime mayor, the wealthy newcomer is voted in and installed in his place. In the insular town, where heavy drinking and an occasional tryst are escaped from the mundane, where petty grievances become feuds, and where an anonymous blogger is ranting about politics, Hoddy's seemingly generous private contributions improve Howland's infrastructure. Mark Firth, aspirational beyond his intellect and worldly experience, is enamored of Mr. Hoddy for his wealth and success and seeks his counsel. Firth clings to a few cliched pearls of wisdom and risks everything to better his rank in the world. His dull lot in life begins to unravel. The Locals, Dee's eighth novel, is carefully and deliberately crafted and illustrates the disparities between rich and poor, ambition and status quo, and small communities and urban centers. Characters are impeccably drawn, woven together by history, family, and economics. And the masterful ending leaves us realizing how ethereal the way we want to live really is. For KMUW, this is Sarah Bagby.